Are we all set?
We're ready.
All right. I'd like to welcome everybody to the December 2nd Select Board meeting. Would you all rise as we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Russ.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Is Sue absent?
No, she said she was going to be.
Okay. We'll move along. She shows up, she shows up. Approval of the minutes, November 12th. I believe I was not here, so.
You were not. Make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Boy.
Abstain.
Pat.
Good. All right. Department reports, highway.
Okay, so for the month of November, we did the excavation and paving of the Donovan Road apron that we had talked about doing for a while. We also re-gravelled the road while we were up there, so that road's honestly in pretty good shape now. And I think just from talking to the owners of, you know, that dog park and then the people who live down there, I think it turned out really good. And it's going to be able to handle the traffic heck of a lot better than it did. We also did that ditching project on Courier Road, so all these, this was done with more highway funds that we had spoken about earlier.
Right.
That ditching project is complete. We armored it with some good erosion, so it shouldn't wash out. And we fixed the drainage coming out of that guy's driveway. So
I did drive up there, Jeff. It looks really good.
Yeah, and instead of going out into the road, it's going to hit the ditch and go where it's supposed to go.
That, and you did an awesome job on South Road.
I appreciate it. So we finished shoulder drainage work on Crowley Road. We also did some drainage and shoulder improvements on North Road. And we did a shim and overlay on Merrill Road. Really, it wasn't necessarily a shim and an overlay. It was just like an inch and a half shim just to hold it until we, you know, inevitably pave it in the next really like 3 to 4 years. And then we did a little bit of shimming on North Road.
North Road needs a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's
more. You got to shim the whole thing,
that
really.
Spot really but, needed hey, it, though.
I wanted to get that corner because everybody drives on the wrong side of the road around that corner, and it's just one of those spots where it's only
that was a good call with that, for sure.
And then we did do 2 spreader runs last week. We did one on Wednesday morning, one on Friday night, so that's
unbelievable, huh?
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything went good? All the guys were there and no problems?
Good. Yep. No, it went good. And we'll probably be out again on Wednesday night, it looks like. So
yeah, huh? In a couple inches. Someday next week, too.
Yeah, I think
Thursday or something.
The first of the week after this one's going to be some rain, and then we might get a little snow.
It's all right, so we know you're in a different time zone, so it's okay.
My whole self is.
Good, thank you, Jeff.
Yep.
Does any other board members have anything for Jeff?
I'm sorry, apologies.
Good, all right. Police.
How's everybody?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Holding up okay?
Holding up great.
That's what we like to hear. Can we finish the report?
You guys have the monthly breakdowns in front of you. Just to let you know, the officers, they, you know, with hiring and everything that we've got going, for this month, we have 69 car stops that we've done. 40 incident numbers that we've taken total to include every breakdown that I've given you. And we've made four arrests just this month alone. Some things that I'd like to highlight. So I told you guys when I came on board, I was going to start doing letters of merit for the officers. And Lieutenant Stanton and Officer Schaefer had dealt with a standoff in the middle of towards the end of the night. It was around 10:30. They had a subject that was got into a fight with people he lived with, and then was holding a knife to his throat and threatening suicide. The officers showed up, established a perimeter, and were able to talk the subject out. No one was injured, no one was hurt, and we got the help to that individual that we needed. So, great work. This is the example of like candy officers and hiring. So I just wanted to highlight that. That was one of the calls we dealt with on the 20th.
Awesome.
So we need to give a letter of coordination?
Basically, I type out a letter for them, and then I'll give it to them.
Good. Excellent.
And then a copy will go in there.
In their personnel file, yeah.
Yep.
Good.
Great.
The cruisers, I finally got car one back from Global. It's operational, which is good. As far as the encumbered cruiser we have, it's still going to be February by the time I get that done. The police academy is full for the month of January. I'm still waiting on word to see if I've got somebody in it. Normally they'll send them up again, like I told you, to PT, and if they pass, they might take them, they might not. So right now, hopefully, fingers crossed, we get one in the January academy.
Hopefully they can understand the circumstances.
Yeah.
And the importance of it.
Yeah. There's 60-man academies that they're doing. So
really?
Full.
That's encouraging, though.
Yeah. May has 60 seats right now. So, I mean, if anything, they'll get bumped into that one, and then they'll go to that one.
So would you hire these people in the interim and just let them?
Yeah, we just hired one, Officer Denny. Hopefully, I got all his stuff in before the deadline, so I'm hoping he's the one that I get to send to the academy in January.
So what do they do, ride around, ride with the other?
They start their FTO process. They'll ride around with a trained officer, and they get to learn the job and understand it. It counts towards their weeks of FTO, which kind of shortens the time, right? They spend more time doing FTO and then going to the academy. They'll have less time when they come out.
Yep.
If it's the other way around and they go to the academy first, then they'll have their FTO time.
It's the same time period.
Yeah, 14 weeks of FTO, and right now the academy, I believe, is up to 18 weeks.
What's FTO stand for?
Field training.
Okay.
It's our field training program. Well, that goes over all the policies and procedures and what what they're supposed to do.
Good.
Good. One quick question.
Yeah.
The stop sign with the illumination at exit 3, was that something that Mike was working on with the state?
We didn't get much cooperation out of the state at all.
No.
We suggested some of those things.
There's a lot of speculation that we're at this point supposed to be just getting this sign that's illuminated and putting it there, but it's not something that the town can just go and do, is it?
Right. No,
it's state runs that, DOT deals that.
The other thing that we were talking about in that same conversation, Chad, was the back side of that sign has another sign on it. And it's deceiving. So if you're coming this way, you don't see it's an octagon sign so well.
So it's kind of crazy. Is today I was on Old Candia Road driving, patrolling, and a car blew the stop sign right off the highway right in front of me. It just happened to be, I happened to be at the right place.
There's no excuse. Excuse for that.
Like, just straight through.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So were you able to...
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't address it.
Good.
I mean...
Can't they put stop on the pavement?
That doesn't...
I mean, they could.
Illuminated, so I like those illuminated signs.
No, they are, but what I'm saying is anything...
No matter what you put where, if you're looking like this going down the road, not going to see anything.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I don't know if I want them looking down anyway, to tell you the truth.
This is what they're doing.
I can look into it again at this point here and see if it's something that... how we do it, how we go about doing it, that would be new to me. So, but yeah, absolutely.
Is that something you think that would help?
I agree. Catching someone's attention and getting their eyes up, even if it's a flashing light for,
Because they're activated when you get a certain distance from it, it activates it.
Right, and those are normally like LED lights.
Correct.
Very bright, so
they're nice and bright.
Yeah, I can inquire about it and see what they think.
I think that would be good. Because that at 5 o'clock at night, that is a dangerous intersection.
It is. Yeah.
We can definitely put some direct patrol out there too to watch it.
Perfect.
Okay. Does anybody else on the board get anything for the chief? Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Fire.
Chief Young reports regular truck and building maintenance. They didn't have any training because of Thanksgiving, and there was EMS training. And total incidents for the month, 26, representing 13 fire calls and 13 EMS calls. And the
That's down for a change, huh?
Yeah. Wonder why. The response time, it keeps going, it gets better and better, 7 minutes and 30 seconds, average for all calls. When you consider the size of Candia and the fact that these guys are on call, pretty good. 7 minutes? I don't know, I could get from my house to the house of pizza in 7 minutes.
I can, but you don't want to know how.
Speak up, please.
Yeah.
Speak up.
Yeah, Chad's taking notes.
Yeah, not now.
That's all we have.
Good. Anybody got any questions? Seeing none. Building department.
Looks like total permits for November 2024 is 56, which is up from 50 in 2023. 59 inspections. Revenue for the month is 8,320, which is quite a ways up from last year at 5,600, and we're a little above for year to date at 85,166.
You don't happen to know what a bed bottom is, do you?
Septic. It's a septic.
Septic.
Thing.
Oh, yeah. Septic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Anybody have any questions?
Can't give you any specific information on code enforcement or anything like that.
Yeah.
I know he's got plenty. He's got his hands full there.
Mm-hmm. We get some clothes though. So
yeah, no, he's made a very good dent. I mean, that place on Old Deerfield Road.
That is pretty.
From what
nice.
It was 2
yeah.
years ago to what it is now
yeah.
is it unbelievable.
Is pretty impressive. Yeah.
And it's for sale for $8.99. Could be yours.
Wow.
There's no land.
It's coming. I think it's coming
out.
Not down
really.
A bit. No.
Probably what, half an acre or something?
Probably.
Time to sell. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Here are your glasses.
Yeah.
It's that one.
My glasses are at home.
Uh oh. You wear glasses?
I'm trying to have some of that belt.
Solid waste.
I can say they're too busy plowing snow and getting things ready that we didn't get a report, but no, I didn't. You didn't get
it's
one.
It's a little early, yeah.
Yeah, it's early.
It's usually the
it's
second
early.
Monday.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Yeah.
I know this, we screwed the whole schedule up.
You don't like the idea that they're plowing snow?
Well, how much do you guys get down there?
They ain't got none down
they
there.
They get none.
No, no.
We just got a dusting on the lawn, that was it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
Budget.
Are we talking about that now, or?
Well, there's a meeting tomorrow.
Our hearing's tomorrow night for the town budget. And I see we have warrant articles. These are all the ones that we do the 9th or 14th or whatever it was. The 14th, okay.
Yep.
So.
So tomorrow night.
You're welcome to come to that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would encourage the selectmen to come to that.
Okay. The only thing that I can share with about the planning board is last meeting we did have the people come in for Crowley Road, and it was just to make sure that the application was complete. It was not, so it got continued to this week, and the planning board will be then voting on whether the application is complete or not.
No, I thought it was December 18th. It said on the web.
That is the next
the continuation.
That is. You're right. You're correct. You're
okay.
correct.
So
it
it's
is
not
the
18th. Tomorrow night.
No.
Okay.
No.
Tomorrow night's budget.
Tomorrow night's budget.
Yeah, tomorrow
I mean,
Wednesday.
When,
Wednesday,
I meant Wednesday,
yeah.
But
Wednesday is
yeah.
not. It's a. Yeah, it's a light meeting, right?
Yeah. There's no
the
Crowley Road. I don't think
no,
until December 18th.
No, they have two applications. I think on
right.
the 18th.
Yeah.
And it's here. It's going to be a packed house.
Yeah, we're going to do it here because we can't get any other venue. So.
I highly encourage people to use Zoom.
Mm-hmm. I would too. Yeah.
It worked out good at the school. It wasn't.
At the school, it was good.
Yeah.
There's
a lot
here.
Of people. Yeah.
Yeah, we had probably,
people.
I don't know.
There was more people,
people
for that than there was at a
delivery session.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, that's really encouraging.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions on any of the departments?
I just think we have to explain to the community how taxes are determined. I think there's a lot of confusion. I don't know how
there's
to do it.
There's a lot of speculation.
There is, and confusion. There's a lot of incorrect information, and I don't know how to fix that other than educating them to...
Well, whatever you set the tax rate.
So the MS-1, MS-1 was approved today. I expect to hear them tomorrow.
Oh, good.
I will call her first thing
in
the morning to see if we can do...
whatever's convenient for everybody.
And as soon as we go through the numbers, or she and I will go through the numbers, Michelle and I will set the meeting, and then we do the meeting, so...
You remember what the number is on the MS-1?
It was like
938 million.
So, just shy of a billion.
I say a billion. It sounds better.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah. It's like the $11.99. Yeah. You know, we try again.
So.
Good. All right.
Will you send me a copy of that when you get it back?
Of the MS-1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been like that since the last meeting?
No, I just get this from Thanksgiving. That's what happens when you have all the grandkids.
I was just going to say, well, you have family over. That's what happens.
Yeah,
right?
That's what happens. They bring everything from school. Warrant articles.
Do we have the default?
I'm going to work on that tomorrow morning. Hope you'll have a number. Should have a number tomorrow night.
That's a good question.
Well, you have to, I think.
Do you want to discuss the warrant article that I'm proposing?
Yeah.
I'm proposing a warrant article that would, well, the town already has the authority to sell surplus land. And if you look at the town report, the town owns 72 parcels of land that's owned by the town of Candy, not all of which are serving a municipal purpose. So I propose that we identify the parcels of land that are not serving a municipal purpose, and we auction them off next year, and we take the proceeds from that, and we dedicate it to a capital reserve account dedicated to the construction of a new police facility. So I got a memo in here someplace that kind of goes through the numbers with you. Without being certain of which properties the town would like to dispose of, I just kind of randomly selected some of these parcels that are totally unoccupied. They're vacant. They're little random pieces of real estate scattered throughout Canada. And they have an aggregate assessed value of $2,313,000. Just the property taxes alone on that amount, if you return it to private ownership, is almost $50,000 a year if you put it back on the tax rolls. If you could sell that stuff for one-third of the assessed value, that's almost $800,000 you could put in a capital reserve account dedicated to the reconstruction of the police department. I've been in touch with a company that specializes in selling municipal tax-deeded properties. And they do it at no cost to the town of Candia because they charge a 10% buyer's premium.
Correct.
And the buyer pays for their service. And this company is full service. They'll come in, they'll draw a map for us using the property tax maps. They'll identify each one of these parcels. They'll advertise it. They'll conduct a sale. They'll conduct a closing. Issue the deeds, do all the legal work.
Ooh.
For no cost of candy.
Well, you're not talking a warrant article at that point, right?
We don't need a warrant article to do that. The selectmen already have the authority surplus land.
You got to propose a warrant article.
But what we do need is a warrant article authorizing us to take the proceeds and put it
into the
account dedicated for that specific purpose.
Hmm.
So I urge your support of their proposed warrant article that's in the package here someplace that I modeled after a warrant article that was in the 2003, I think, town report, which dedicated the funds from a project to the Conservation Commission. So that met legal requirements then, and I assume it meets the same legal requirements now. So I would urge your support of for this article and put it in the, you know, and put it out to vote.
I like that idea.
So if it passes, then we can go to work selling these properties. Right. There's no point in messing around trying to figure out which properties to sell now. No, hire an auctioneer, unless we get the authority to put the money in this capital reserve account for the police department. So that's the first.
Don't we have to establish that for us before?
We already have that account.
For the police department?
Yeah.
Just for the police department?
No, it's
it's a capital reserve. But
one article says.
Right, so that's where my question or my comment comes in is, I think you might not get this passed because it says specifically just for the police department. And we don't even have that fund established.
Okay, but here you can word that warrant article so that it establishes the capital reserve account.
And
at the
then
same time.
Do this.
To establish
so you have to add
fund
that.
And then fund it with these
right.
sales.
So, Boyd, you'd have to add that.
Sure,
here.
Yeah. I could do that. But I just wanted to see if the board would support this idea.
Yeah, I like it.
Do we
want to
go through these?
Pardon?
Do you want to go through them?
Yeah.
Okay.
The question is, there's no money associated with that warrant article.
No, it's all.
The question is,
what type of money do you think
there is? There's two parts here. And there's also the one that the Safety Facility Committee came up with to establish.
Right.
Oh, there's another one, too?
Yes, and to put $200,000 in.
So can I?
So it could go into that one.
Can I read my proposed warrant article?
Sure.
To see if the town will vote to direct that the net proceeds from the sale of town-owned land be deposited in a police department capital reserve fund to be established for the purpose of replacing the current police facility. Said fund to be expended under the authority of the Board of Selectmen. So this sort of establishes right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be established
yep.
for the purpose.
Okay, so the one that I put in for the one that I was asked by the committee to do, it has
what numbers
the DRA, the Department of Revenue has a specific wording. So it has the RSA to establish it. So I don't know if there's somehow we can combine those or to just say to deposit it into that RSA. Do you want to call it the new police station CRF or the board has to decide on what you actually want to call it.
Why don't we talk to town council and see what they recommend?
Yeah, I took some from other towns. It was like the new police department, new police station.
Two different warrant articles.
Both. I mean, this right here establishes the capital reserve fund.
Both of them are establishing a capital reserve.
Is saying we're taking tax-deeded property proceeds to put it in there.
Right.
But we need to establish the new police station.
And
okay.
It says sale of town-owned land. That means forever or for today. I mean, it's not very specific. The wording. Now, maybe you've already run this by the attorney.
Oh, I haven't run it because we haven't gotten that far yet.
It'd be good to figure out how to combine those two without having them be the same.
I think they have to be separate.
I think you have to establish, and then
you have to do boards, which is saying all the proceeds from the
Okay, so you want another warrant article, number one, to establish it.
Right.
And number
we
two,
have
two,
that
two,
with
two,
the safety facility.
It's here. Yeah, I put that one in because the safety facility asked to put that one in. They wanted to establish a fund. But then you are saying take the town-owned land that we sell and then put that into that fund.
Well, we could put
but
it in
if
the
this
safety,
fails,
safety
then there's no
facility.
I know.
I think you're asking for trouble only because of the vote from the last thing about the safety or whatever it's called to build the police department. I think you're. We use a lot of money from our capital reserve fund. That's for everybody, whether it's recycling or whatever. We used a lot of money for the police department research. Why can't we put it back into the regular capital reserve fund? So to get it back, we've already spent a couple hundred thousand from that.
Well, that's a separate issue altogether. What I'm just trying to do is allocate the proceeds from the sale of town-owned property into a...
I know, yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep this simple here.
Well, okay.
I guess you'd have to find out, because Sue brings up a good point about that. Is that forever, you know, selling town land, or is it just this cycle?
You could do one time, or maybe try to establish the new police department capital reserve fund, and then maybe do the proceeds the following year, just because you don't want to ask for both, because
I'm just afraid it's just not going to go well.
Both down, or, yeah.
Well, I think I would try to establish
this. This is modeled after the warrant article that was passed.
Yeah, yep.
So for conservation, was it?
Right. That was a conservation, yeah.
So why don't we just drive this by town council and see if it'll accomplish our goal of setting up the fund this year, well, as soon as it passes, and then selling the property, you know, in this coming summer.
And see if he has to tighten it up to just reflect
it says
again.
Town-owned property.
You want both on there, correct?
Well, I mean, we had the other one before he brought this up. So, I mean, they're both trying to serve the same purpose.
Yeah, right. It's just that we're funding this capital reserve fund with
tax dollars, and he's doing it with sale of land. So,
all right, I'll talk to Con.
Get some advice from
him. Are we in agreement that we're going to put a warrant article with this intent?
I like it.
I don't know if you're taking a vote, but I don't think we should, just because I think we have a capital reserve fund that we've already taken from for the police department. Okay. Why don't we put it back into the capital reserve fund? Why does it have to be for this?
So you could put it, we could take all the proceeds and put it in the capital reserve fund.
Exactly. And if you want it for the police,
we
just have to have our public hearing, that's all.
Yeah. Okay. I think just because of the vote.
Well, why don't we do that?
In March, if you want to pass this to do it that way, it might be better.
Why don't we do that? Instead of setting up a police department capital reserve fund, put it in the
They might do that.
And then
you can take it from there if you want it for the police department.
Capital reserve fund.
Okay.
That's you want to put it in that one.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Well, it just simplifies it. There's not another fund out there.
Right.
And I think it'll pass better.
And like you said, we're just reimbursing that same fund.
Yeah. And if anybody asks, it's open for anything. It could be the recycling center or.
I think that's a good point. Let's do it that way.
Pass better, but it's up to you guys.
No, that's fine. And then this summer, we'll identify the parcels of land we agree on, auction them off, and put them back on the tax rolls and kind of jumpstart this project of rebuilding the police department. You know, there's a warrant article for $200,000 to go to capital reserve account. Well, you know, if this department's going to cost us $800,000, that's 4 years. We're going to have to keep pumping money in that account. That means we're paying for it in advance. And you're going to have 4 years' worth of inflation that's eating away at the value of that in the meantime. So if we can put a couple $100,000 from the sale of town-owned property in there, plus $200,000 in this warrant article, we might be able to go back to the people in this town and sell the bond again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
now we'll
have a big down payment.
I think that's
clearer though. Just take the proceeds, put it in the cap, because it's just the umbrella is water.
And you're not overwhelming them. Right. I think last time we had too many. It was no, and
yeah.
All right. So let's change the language of this. And what a direction proceeds.
Thank you, Boyd, for doing
all this. I'll
just
change
that
up. Okay. Good job. See, it pays to have you at home.
Yeah, and not able to do it.
Not able to do anything.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so Andrew, we'll just change the language of my proposal.
Yeah, I'll just change. Yep. Where it says police department, we'll put future capital
reserve.
Perfect. Yep.
Do we have to be specific where it says sale of town land? Is it 1 year? Is it all this?
Yeah,
that
she's going to tighten
have
that
to
up with Mike.
That, yeah.
But you want it to be limited, right?
Like, well, because that brings up a good point. I mean, is it this year or is it forever?
Well, it's forever until another board of selectmen changes it. You know, one board of selectmen.
Well, I mean, the sale of town land should be going into that capital reserve fund.
Anyway, probably.
So,
yeah.
I mean, there's nothing really to change with that.
It's not a bad thing because right now the proceeds.
And it's just deciding. Yeah. What to sell and what not to sell.
Right. Well,
otherwise, it could go, if we don't get the funds, doesn't go to an heir, it goes
exactly.
into the
yeah.
could be going to the
exactly.
fund.
Yeah.
Or it goes to the state. We had an instance where it didn't go to the general fund.
Are these accurate numbers?
Last time we sold town-owned property was 2015, and we were astounded at the results. You know, there were three lots on Depot Road that we got over the minimum bid for. Mm-hmm. And now there's three houses up there, they're all paying property taxes, and we got a couple hundred thousand dollars out of that just from the sale of that land. So it was a pretty good year, and I don't see any reason why we can't do it again. I mean, it's good stewardship of our assets, okay? We have a fiduciary duty to keep this land, you know, instead of a non-performing asset there, sitting there doing nothing, it's paying taxes or it's producing some revenue for us. What's that?
You got it, boy. You don't have to keep selling it. You got it.
No, we're sold.
We got it. You just got me on that fiduciary.
All right, thank you.
Do you want that 10% now for selling?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, I just want to see this police department.
That's because you want to. You do better when your clients do better, right?
That's it, exactly right, Brian.
Okay.
Andrew, are these all accurate?
Yes.
And the 4285 is
well, that's without
current?
The cuts. With that's cut. The cut. Nope, not with cuts. That's without.
Oh, without
with that.
That's what okay. I have to learn.
I'm
to
sorry,
that.
I jumped ahead.
Yeah, that's why you have budgets here tonight.
So what are we doing first? What are
it's, up to, it's up to you.
The town budget.
Yeah.
What the hell are you looking at me for?
Well, I already know what Boyd wants to do. He wants to cut out.
It says we need to cut $119,036.
What happened now?
We're talking about the budget.
We're trying to make an attempt at cutting the budget $119,000. If we go down in alphabetical order, I'm not going to speak for Matt Kelly, but I know you can't touch the wage and the. You can't touch the FICA meta, you can't touch the wage, so that's.
You can touch the hours. That's what you could touch.
Yeah. So reduce it. Okay. Well, he's not here, so I don't want to speak for myself.
Oh, no, but, yeah. No. But, I mean, that's the only thing that I think.
But and can't, the thing about that, too, is you can't, we can't pay out of the revolving fund. We cannot, it wasn't written, so we can't pay personnel.
We can't other.
No, you can buy equipment.
No, the equipment,
you can,
that's all that.
Everything for the, anything to do with the ambulance you can do, you just can't do your payroll.
Well, technically, you can't pay anything out of the revolving fund because the warrant article that established that dedicated all the proceeds from the use of the ambulances to the revolving fund.
To the revolving fund, but to purchase, you can purchase. I think it says in there equipment. It has
right.
Like three
it's
or four
up things. It's up to the department what they do with it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So
but
I,
if the budget committee wants us to tap into that, you're only looking at like $30,000. If that, but that would be zeroing out all the lines,
right.
Short of
yeah. Except for
payroll and FICA and Medi.
I'm not crazy about doing that, would it?
No.
It's too new.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is it was asked to get some data on when the most calls occurred.
Okay.
And I don't know if we've
gotten
that
yet. He's
on
tomorrow. No,
or
I can ask him for it.
For what purpose?
I think that was
that
more
question,
the hours.
But no, I didn't receive questions.
You can never
for
tell.
Right.
I know, but.
It's a, to me, that's a
no, but,
unrealistic
but
question.
So
I think
what do
one,
they want from the
one of the members,
call volume?
I think one of the.
Is that, what do they want?
Yeah,
from
just
call
the
volume?
Data on when does most of them occur? Or what hours or what times? And I think the purpose of that person's question was to see if the hours that the coverage is there full-time with two people is most
well,
effective.
I think that's their
well,
role, not the
I,
budget committee's role.
I think the idea of that is all your volunteer people are not in town
right.
At that point.
That's
so whether
call.
The call volume is there from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. really doesn't matter if you don't have somebody to respond.
Okay. I don't know.
That doesn't make sense?
I'll tell the person who asked that, maybe.
Who asked?
Well, there should be,
they can clarify.
If people, if the budget committee wanted, I left there thinking we needed cuts. If they wanted follow-up questions, I wish they had submitted them because.
I'm going to be honest. That's what they're looking at. And they brought it down to what, five?
A 5% increase for us.
Five instead of the 8.
Right.
And I voted against it. I I voted the way the board wanted to.
Well, that was all the insurance and everything else that pumped it way up, which we didn't have that.
We don't have control over.
Right. But I think the same's happening, to be honest, or fair with the school side too, is what they're looking at. They thought 8.5 or 8 was too much.
That's huge.
And 8.5 of a $10 million budget is a lot more than 8.5 of a $4 million budget. So they're looking at both. Don't think it's that they're against the town. They just are looking at both, I think.
Now, the other place we could look are some of these capital reserve funds, where there's money dedicated for capital expenditures, but the department comes in and asks for example, the recycling center. There's something in the budget for replace the loader.
Yeah.
That could come right out of their recycling center capital improvement fund.
He said he'd do that, remember? Trump said he's
so
open to that.
You're sitting on $137,000 there. You think you could
get that? No, there's other things.
Is earmarked that for projects, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
sure there's something, but at this point, I don't know what the balance is on that.
It says right here, $137,000.
Yeah. Well, he says there's some projects that are already earmarked.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, the Smith Memorial Building, they're holding on to $11,469.
She'll tell you, she explained that at the budget committee.
Okay. What else we have here?
Carla did.
Well, this should be the last round of big projects there, right?
I would think so.
The roof, I think, was the biggest.
The roof,
yeah. Well, the roof and the Regas.
This is the last part.
Yeah, it has to be.
But you say we can't touch anything in the ambulance department. The highway department's sitting on $22,147. We could dedicate some of that money towards reduce your budget by that amount and use that amount to accomplish the same work.
So that $22,000 is in what?
It says highway department revolving fund as of December 31st.
So what that's the highway block grant money. So as I spoke to at the budget committee, that money is already going to be used for projects. I've talked to you about this quite a few times.
Are those projects in your budget?
No, the money that is in the highway fund, the revolving fund, is going to be the box culvert on North Road, because that's going to be a big project. And it's also going to be going into Crowley Road, because now we have to redo that by 2027, so we're planning on doing it in 2026.
Okay.
And the money that I got from the developer who put the lots in up there isn't enough to do the whole road. So a lot of that's going to come out of that highway block grant money.
Okay. I'll give you another example. Solid waste impact fees. There's $13,000 in a solid waste impact fees account. You could spend some of that money on your capital expenses.
Solid waste
impact. That has to be, impact fees has to be specific to something. It's the impact it's having on
the community.
Whatever it is.
Yeah,
the community.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it.
That could be used for a equipment.
Yeah, that could encompass a lot. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that would. Everybody impacts us. So the recycling center.
Right.
And the police department has $15,000 in special detail money sitting around. And I'm not sure whether.
No, they can't. That's very specific. That's specific what you use that for.
I wonder if it would be helpful to get those, how they were set up exactly. So
right.
We know the wording. We're all kind of guessing here, I think, or at least I am. I don't know exactly what they're worded for.
Yep.
So, Andrew, if maybe you could get us that, then we can have a real good answer for them.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it. Here's, you have to exclude the ambulance service, but still there's, $65,000 in money that's just sitting there that we could use.
You can, and then you spend that money, and we'll have to increase the budget eventually. And so you use that money, you're going to eventually have to increase the budget. Just to think a lot of these reserve funds is what we build up to get projects done.
Are we allowed to add wages into that or rewrite that and vote on that again?
I'm not sure about that. I would
have to. Because the police revolving fund, don't we get wages out of that?
The revolving fund's for deep. It's the detail. Yeah.
It's for equipment.
It's for what?
Equipment.
Just
equipment.
Okay.
Equipment for cruisers.
Oh, okay.
I can't pull it and give it to some other function.
Okay.
So
some other item.
Here's an example, just with the car that the tree fell on. right? Insurance isn't gonna pay the whole thing. So we had to go into the detail fund to get some of that fund to put lights back on it, to have it up and running again, because insurance don't cover full cost of stuff.
Right.
So that's the importance behind the police.
Having some money in there.
And that's why.
And if we build it up good enough, we can get a cruiser out of it and it doesn't hurt the taxpayer.
Affect the budget, okay.
But it comes from detail, so it doesn't get, you're not like getting a ton of money coming in.
Right. Good idea, but Sue's right. I mean, we don't know.
I don't know, boy. You might, I'm sure you know better than I do.
He doesn't know either, because he's already got.
Cut that back to $62.50.
His mind changed from the three or four that he just quoted.
We're gonna give it back.
Well, yeah.
Basically level fund.
The ambulance point, I thought it was just written to.
So we have enough to buy a front door.
Enough to buy a front door.
No.
Which means, so we're gonna have to, well.
But I like the thought of that, and they, and the budget committee did bring that up. They wanna see that money.
Well, they bring that up all the time.
Yeah, they do, they do. And I don't think they want it spent right down to zero in their defense. I think they just wanna see some of this money spent. But that's that.
Keep going?
Yep.
So how do we resolve this? We just go to the budget committee and fight it out? It's a deliberative session?
You can do that, or you can make an attempt at trying to, I mean, I just came up with 25,000. I didn't have the bigger departments here,
Yeah, so I said this at the budget committee. I am not opposed at looking at my budget again and making cuts. I do not agree with going into the more highway fund or going into the highway block grant revolving fund to find that money. But if we do have to cut, I mean, I'm not.
Okay.
Against it. I've never been against it.
Well, I don't think we'll have a choice.
If you're going to cut, it's just less progress that you can make. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah, as long as the people understand that, that's what you.
I'm not against cutting. I just don't agree.
Okay.
We're going into the funds.
Yeah, just because it's kicking the can down the road.
It seems like every year we take it out on the road agent.
Yeah.
Because that's where your big numbers are.
That's not necessarily true.
And that's the budget that everybody benefits from daily.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
The most.
But at the same time, it is also one of the bigger budgets. So, like, if it comes, you know, I can definitely, like, I've thought about if we do have to make some cuts, I could always make some cuts to some of the increases I made this year. I'm not too fond of going less than what I had this year, because that's just going to set us back more. But if we aren't necessarily keeping up with inflation, it kind of is what it is, as long as we can get the budget through.
Right.
That's,
you know,
my big
saying?
Thing. Just be smart about how you're doing this.
I'm definitely not going for, I would not be okay with less money than I had this year, but if, you know.
Remember what happened
to
the school law?
Yeah.
They cut it to default.
Did you give any indication of how much you could reduce your.
So I haven't, because what I had thought at the end of the last budget meeting is they were just, like, giving us a notice, and they were going to let us know at this next meeting if they actually wanted us to cut
think
or not. I didn't realize we were supposed to come up with numbers.
Yeah. Think about where you can make cuts is what we were told.
That's what they said. They just said think about it, not necessarily get Andrea a cut, so I have not gotten her a cut.
So, yeah,
you don't think it's fair just to do it on all the departments? I mean, I know.
It's proportionate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you a few that I have. ACO.
How did they come up with their number? What was that? They just said, we want percentage increase,
they
that's
want
it.
To see a reduction. That's what the budget committee does.
Oh,
they
all right.
Fiscally
no, no, okay. They didn't
they
turn around
and
say,
see a reduction.
And
they don't have to drive the bus. They just ride on it. They don't drive the bus. They just ride on it.
Right. That's what
so,
I'm saying.
So, ACO, he's not backfilling that position right now. It's going to be, the office is going to oversee a lot of that. And he has agencies he can call out to cover, you know, those calls and stuff if he needs to. So
your thought is eliminating the whole thing?
Not eliminating. I kept it. I'm keeping it at $1 because you might find in a year you might want an ACL.
When she said that, that's the first thing that I looked at. And I looked at the calls for service for ACL-related calls. Mm-hmm. And it was like 1 year it was like 15, and 1 year it was like 17 the past two. Now, anything to deal with animal licensing, something like that, or an animal abuse case, it's going to involve a certified officer to run with that investigation. Where it helps to have an AC is all the annuances and the paperwork and the follow-ups. They can help with that sometimes. As far as wild animals is concerned, look, wild animals are wild animals. And obviously, if someone is in danger, we're going to come out and we're going to deal with it. And I'm going to use Fish and Game, and I'm going to use, you know, the resources that we have available to make them safe. But someone having a groundhog underneath their shed, right?
Might have to wait.
And being upset about that, there's ways, you know, I just give them information or I point them in the direction of the SPCA, and then they learn how to do, you know, different things because, you know what, varmint are going to move into...
Candia.
Yeah, but they're going to move out of the woods. They're going to find more cozy places. That's no on you as an owner. You know, so, not call me out to
right.
Well, right.
Yeah.
A groundhog. You know, so that's my take with the ACO right now.
We so are you comfortable with the wages and FICA, those two being removed?
We'll just put them at a dollar. So
yeah.
Oh, okay.
If Chad feels like he needs to fill that position next year,
okay.
Then
we
it's
find we're
open.
Getting inundated, which
okay.
I think we can handle it, you know, and we can go back and re-look
revisit,
at that.
Yeah.
And maybe some towns, they do, instead of a wage and an hourly wage, they do a stipend, just like you guys do
for welfare
director.
Yeah. For the
welfare director,
the cemetery.
Yes,
right. You give a stipend a year and go, hey, I'm gonna hire you as the ACO. I'm gonna give you a stipend. You get less calls. Well, then you got a stipend, but you get more calls. Guess what? You still get the stipend. You know, having the animal control car. There's no point in it.
No.
I would rather have that car as a white car for training, and for detective work if we need it. Something along those lines. I don't need a car all pawed out and driving
all pawed out.
I
like that.
I'll use my car.
So the car would be more helpful to me being a training car for officers going back and forth to the academy or, you know, detective work. If I have an officer that has to go do follow-ups and things like that, you know, that's where that car would come in.
Okay.
So that was like 50, that's like $5,330 right there. So that's progress. Yep. The town, Jeff has a budget. It's okay,
building.
You're good. The town building, they
cut $10,000.
Kept the 10 that we put in there.
Kidding.
They want to
for this building?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to maintain this building. Don't worry about it.
Just take out of the building maintenance fund is what they want us to do.
Well, we did increase it.
We didn't. So that's 10
to,
right
to
there.
To cover expenses that are coming.
I have a
what's it down now? 30? No.
About that, not even. So maybe probably a little less than 30. I have dipped in it quite a bit because that line, we overexpend that line we have in the past.
Yeah, because we don't know. This building is over 35 years old.
Weird things, sprinkler cyst heads,
right.
all these things that happen.
Yeah.
That you,
we
you
still
know,
have wonder
fills expensive
stuff that needs to
they're
be
all,
thick.
Yeah.
There's nothing under...
Right.
$1,000 when it comes down to it.
Nope.
The different electrical work that's
right.
had to be done over the past couple of years.
Right, so we do dip. I've dipped in it before because we've had to. We've overspent. So
what say you, Pat?
Okay.
We're going to level fund it from last year. Cut the 10,000
so
extra out.
So you got 10
go
there.
Down to the
6,250. Right.
And then I know you are going to totally dislike what I have to say, but I'm going to throw it out there. Town report.
What about it?
Printing.
Make it PDF. Stop printing it.
No, I disagree with that.
Only print like 500.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
can
we have
and
a box left over.
We have lots
yes.
left over.
So
and
you
think
know
about
what?
I would
go
love
less,
to. I'd love to ask Chuck how many end up down at the in the paper bin after
so
after elections.
A PDF and you email it to people. Then?
PDF.
Yeah.
People can go on the website and look at it, and we'll keep like 500 hard copies here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
let's do it.
And I can.
That.
Oh, I'm glad you can. I didn't think I was going to get that support.
How big a cut is that?
I'll have to find out how many 500 are tomorrow, but yeah. So
it's usually 1,700.
We print like 1,700 to 2,000.
Yeah, we have boxes
right.
left
yeah.
over.
Oh yeah.
So.
And what's the bill usually?
The bill is this year. I budgeted $7,444. So it could
so
potentially.
But don't we split
like,
it with the
yeah.
school?
They give a portion of it, so they gave us like a 1,200.
I'm not in favor of that at all.
Yeah.
still charge them.
I think it's a lot of wasted paper.
It's there.
No, I said I'm not in favor of doing away with it.
Oh, no, she said just going less.
You'd still have it available.
You don't want less?
Nope.
Brian, we have boxes left over.
We have boxes.
So just cut back how many we...
Yeah, that's what she said, less.
Yeah, but
not the 500.
Well, you still have them available, the people that really wanted that, had that paper.
No?
This is why things are so hard. You know, no.
I like that.
500 books and we'll easily cut 100,000.
You get 1,700 town reports printed.
Right.
35 people show up to the deliberative session.
I understand.
And how many people
that's
after we spent all that money, go down to the recycle center? You have to ask Chuck, how many
it should be everybody.
Oh, just how many were sitting in the office here.
The office, that's
what did you do with it? What did you sent those to the dump, right?
You have to.
Sometimes we do.
No,
I mean, we keep like a box or two just in case.
Just for good
old 100 years from now.
To fill up the cellar.
No.
the town reports of the 2000.
So why do you feel strongly about that, Brian, about keeping that amount?
Well, you cut back from the 1,700 to 1,000, not to 500.
It's the tradition of it.
If I ordered 500, I can guarantee you we wouldn't blow through that 500.
I bet we'd have some left over,
because people could go online and look at it.
How many do the scouts deliver?
Everybody.
1,700 to every household.
Every household. We could still give them a donation just...
Every household that doesn't have...
No, cut out the donation.
Okay.
Do not
Brian, trespass. Stop it.
Well, you're going to cut out the book, cut out the donation.
No, the Boy Scouts.
Kick
the $25 we give the Boy Scouts, you know.
500.
How much?
500.
We'll cut that out. No.
Really?
I'm just kidding. Sorry, Boy Scouts. Just kidding.
Huh?
I don't want to be the bearer of that.
No, you don't.
Chad, I know we promised, this board promised you full support when you took the job. Is there anything in your $970,000 budget you can live without?
Well, I just, the ACO, training, I told you it's important right now. And with the budget and with the requirements going up at the academy, I have to make sure that the officers are getting their training.
I don't want to cut
training. I wasn't like just throwing numbers out. I was kind of looking at based off of what we had talked about. I'll go through it again and I'll take a look.
You know, one of your biggest increases is retirement, and there's nothing that we can do about that.
Yeah, and that's
by law.
It's 30% now, I think, now for us.
You can't help those costs.
The school is 12, and we're 30.
You got to be careful with fuel and stuff like that. We don't know where things are going to go, you know.
And full-time officer wages are up considerably as well, but in order to fill those positions...
You gotta have the money.
You gotta have the wage line there to do it.
Yes.
And in order to keep people, we have to pay them.
Yes.
This is our problem. We weren't stepping forward before. We've got a chief here that's willing to work, and he's got people signed up and lined up. We've got to stay with this another year, definitely.
It will be the selectman's decision. So you don't have to touch that police department.
No.
The selectmen don't.
Did you already write?
And I think he has our support. So we're just trying to get this passed.
Well,
they'll go to default on us.
I don't
take it personally. They're just.
I was thinking we just leave the budget alone. Next year.
Well, you know, Raymond's the same way.
You know, this year we can.
You're gonna hate this, but look at the fire department. No offense. Sorry, Dean, wherever you are.
He's sleeping right now.
No, he's at his meeting.
He'll be storming through the door here in a minute.
Look at, because of that new, the state.
His increase is because of that.
Dean
is very conservative when he budgets.
Because of COVID, he lost a hunk of money then. Remember, boy, the three departments, it was highway, I think, back then, wasn't it? What were the three that we had to cut out because somebody figured it wrong? But it was, I think he lost that, but...
No.
But, it's just...
What's the matter?
No.
You didn't go to sleep?
Yeah.
That's the one you had trouble with?
Couple tunnels.
Mm,
yeah, it's good stuff.
You can take I mean,
I don't really want to touch.
Out of my park, you can take some money out of that.
Yeah, you probably don't care about that.
You really can't. Well, I just want to.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair one.
Toilets and a sink in there. That's all I care about. Other than that.
You're level funded. All right, so what do we?
I know it's level, but you can take.
They don't have to flush. The slugs are there.
What? Right. Yeah, we have woods around. Oh no, not with Main Street. We won't.
I don't think I got a clear answer.
He wants to look at it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. What about the town report? Is
on
that
the
just
spot.
Kind of on hold? Or
I, honestly, I mean, okay. I can't okay. see.
There's a lot of stuff more easy, and I did. I foregoed a car this year, you know, because we got the encumbered car. We got the car that got
fixed.
Damaged and fixed. So, I mean, that right there, I mean, those aren't cheap, and... You know,
I thought he bought this next year's car this year. Isn't he encumbering that? Didn't Mike encumber that?
He did last year, so that's what he's...
Oh, okay. He didn't do it again this year.
But I mean, Chad has money. He didn't put a cruiser in for 2025.
I took the cruiser line out for right now, just...
But do you have enough for funds at the end of this year to encumber? A cruiser?
I don't think so. I think he's probably we went through the summer. The details kind of ate up a little bit.
You think?
That's right.
And I'll tell you, it says what we have left.
I don't have the officers right now, so I gotta get the officers so they can work details.
But
the important part for me is the safety of the town. I don't details or details.
Right.
But the outside resources that we did have to pay for
ate
a lot into that budget. So.
All right, so he has, this is as of like November here, he had 115. We just did payroll today, and then we'll have another payroll before the end of the year. So
one more?
After, like, that 115 is not necessarily after it. So he's going to be probably, you'll be
tight.
Close.
The other thing that we've helped is we don't have APD covering our roads.
Which is good.
I don't have the sheriff's department covering the roads. I have my guys covering the roads and my girls covering the roads. State police is helping us on midnights. And
they don't have much staff either, do they?
No, they're down like 60 guys.
Yeah, that's what Dean said.
Wow.
But at the end of the day, I've had a talk with the commander over Troop A, and they're willing to help us and be here for us. And that's where I'll be on call out if something like that happens. Mm-hmm. I'll come in. So I'm willing to make the sacrifices myself.
So what I decided to do is I cut the asphalt maintenance and rehabilitation back to what it is this year.
Okay.
So I took out the 5% increase that we had for inflation of just the construction cost.
What's the number?
So it goes back to $265,000. I think it's $13,250 or something like that.
Yeah, he did,
I came out, and then I also took, so I want to keep the tree removal at $18,000. I know I raised that from $10,000 to $18,000. So instead of taking out of tree removal, I ended up taking some money out of, I was going to take $4,000 out of tree removal, but I really wanted to start removing more trees, so I actually took $4,000 out of tree canopy trimming instead.
Okay.
And I think it totals out to like
$17,250.
And that puts my budget as a...
The problem is that canopy is something that we've been screaming about for years.
I know. And that puts my budget at 2.6%.
Well, I didn't
rate.
That's about as reasonable.
That's as slim as you can get.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing
2.5%.
They would talk about the cost of living. They said it was only 2.5%. That was where the mindset was coming from.
But that's not totally accurate either.
Well, I don't know.
You don't have a 2.5% increase when you go out and buy stuff.
Oh, don't get me going on that. Okay, I voted properly.
All right, so Jeff, you gave us $13,000?
$17,250.
$17,000.
So we're at
$50,830.
So how are we doing?
And I'm just guessing at the town report.
$50,000. So we need another $60,000.
So you got another.
And that would bring it down.
You get another 70. Really.
Does that bring it down to the five that they wanted? What
With another $70,000, it will.
And that will bring it down to the five they want.
Yeah.
Let's see, who's not here?
We didn't take any out of yours yet, do you?
Take it away. No, we don't need flush toilets, really.
How about 10?
Give them a bucket.
It's 10, no, yeah, I don't need, take 10.
This is not a blown up budget.
And you know what, it might be less expensive to keep going with the porta potty. Take 10, take 15, take.
But they wanna see 5%, we're at what, 8.5?
Right.
Sue just gave 10, so, oh shoot, what did it just do that, so we're at like 60,800. 830. 50.
Well, if you want 13, and it's an even 15,000, I mean, it seems like nothing, but all adds up.
For you?
Yeah.
No, because you just, I get 10.
You decide what you wanna do.
Oh, are you saying you're bringing it down to 15,000 for your budget, you mean?
If you want, I'll go up and mow the lawn, doesn't matter.
No.
Why don't we just meet him halfway and go back and play our case?
Alright, so.
And say, look, we squeeze this thing as hard as we can.
Okay.
We can't give you a 5%.
Oh, now you're on my cam?
I'm with you, because you know, Brian, they sit in the budget committee, and they just flip a coin and come up with a number, and they tell us to live with it.
Well, I go back to, we have insurance costs that went up 20%, and we have no control over that.
None whatsoever.
So you're asking us to.
So that changes that 8% usually.
If you take that 20% insurance premium increase, and you add it to what we have already sacrificed, you're pretty close to $119,000 they want us to have. Okay?
Yep.
You can say we could have done it if we didn't have an insurance premium increase.
It's out of my control.
And I think we're just picking a scab now. I think we're just going to go back to the budget committee and defend that budget.
All right, he's coming tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I will, but I didn't want to.
Put it right in the front row. You just sit there and talk.
Oh, I don't care. I'll talk there too.
We just squeezed the highway department, the police department.
I don't like doing that. We've already complained. Every year we complain about doing more asphalt, and that's the first thing
they tell us. And then we tell them to shut it off.
And we've been complaining about canopy cutting for years. Cut the canopies.
There's a new loader that's going to have to be gotten next year.
And I still talked to Chuck.
No, but what I'm saying is,
some
of this is, you know.
I mean, I've talked to him, but he didn't give me
the thing is, he
didn't really do a capitalist.
No, and
is there anything in the solid waste operating budget
at the last budget committee?
He
almost level funded, though.
I'd have to find out, but we didn't spend as much in hazardous waste day. So that could be reduced by about $2,000 is what you're talking about.
He's only up 3%.
And he made his concessions.
He's up 18. He's up $18,000.
Chuck.
Chuck was very good. Chuck was more than willing.
He's only up $18,000.
He was more than willing.
What, $300,000 budget?
500. It's 528.
Good job.
So he's up 3%. I wouldn't ask a lot from him. I mean, he, you know.
Yeah, he wasn't up that much anyway.
Let's go back to the budget.
Zero from him. Okay. I agree with you.
Some of the big numbers are contracted numbers.
That's
he has
right.
nothing to do
right.
with it.
Yeah, and he doesn't have any control over that, right. the right. disposal fees. And yeah.
I would just recommend that whoever's there tries to speak about this with honey and not vinegar, maybe start out that way.
I'll take care of that.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I'm going to dress like Winnie the Pooh, and I'm going to bring my honey pot with me.
Hey, Reese. Hey.
How about Eeyore? Is Eeyore going to be there?
With my rain pot.
That's you, Brian.
I don't know.
We used to say, honey gets the money.
Just a little recommendation.
That's a very good recommendation. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
All right. We'll go to the budget committee and present the numbers that we just...
Wow, what a turn of events here. Boy,
well, I mean, what are we...
But we just met halfway.
Yeah. Jeff back there, Russ, I mean, geez, there's a limit to how much you can squeeze these people. They're trying to do a job for us. Well, let them do it.
And, yeah.
I think that's what I said to you an hour ago.
I have good memories.
Tape delay.
It takes a while. It has to, you know, like fine wine or something. It just has to breathe. It has to breathe.
Bubbles over.
It's going to marinate.
So that means tomorrow night we have to go defend this thing.
Right.
When you say we, that's you, right?
Well, my wife works there, so.
That's a little bit.
You still gotta go.
I gotta babysit the cat.
Find out how she voted for.
The job.
That's it, yeah.
The tape is being sent.
You can leave your skirt at home, wear your pants. Go on.
She knows what's going on. Yeah, that's awkward to ask him to do that.
That's not. It's his job.
I bet you they have more awkward conversations than that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Good, so that's the plan?
All right.
That's the plan?
Warrant articles.
So it's, yeah, warrant articles.
Yeah, I thought, it's like, we're a little way off track here.
No, we don't.
So do you have a number, is this number, what's the number you're gonna give them tomorrow night?
For default?
Well, she's gotta redo it.
Well, she's gotta do the.
I need to look, yeah, cause it's.
But for the first article, for the total budget, what's that new number?
Oh, I know.
You know, or do you need time?
I just need, let me go back and look and add everything up.
So this isn't it?
That won't be it, it'll be about $60,000 less, so we're still, it's still the 4.2.
Okay, it's okay.
So you're still gonna put those cuts in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
So at least it looks like.
Yeah, cause there's some funds.
Like we made an attempt at it.
Exactly.
All right.
And then if you say, you know.
It's meeting halfway.
It's hurting too much, they might say, you know what, you're right.
There's nothing wrong.
It's compromised.
Yeah.
Go to the school.
Leave it.
Let's go ahead.
There's no point in taking a hard stance when you can meet halfway.
Right.
No.
Or at least some, give them some, give some.
We don't have a lot of fat.
No, we don't.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not buying it.
Okay.
It's what makes sense.
And we'll have the default tomorrow.
I'll get the default tomorrow, yeah.
Cause that'll be another number that they might just say, well, they'll go with default, they'll support that, and you don't want that. I don't think. Do you, Boyd?
Be bad.
All right, warrant article.
Okay.
You burned out?
No.
Really?
Need a sandwich?
Yeah.
We're almost done.
Half a tuna roll up.
165, what was last year? I don't remember last year's, do you?
Last, I don't.
Was it 150? They went up last year.
Slightly less.
Yeah, they did.
Maybe about 5,000 less, I think, but I
thought they went up like 15 last year.
So what do we do, take these one at a time?
Is this 10 more this year?
It's not quite 10. I don't think it was in the one, I don't think it was one in the 50s.
You want these all read out loud?
Linda, grab a town report.
Right here, I can. Oh, no, I can't do it out of here.
Do you mind grabbing a town report?
Oh, the town report that we have left over by it.
There we go, see?
That's handy.
I think that would please.
Nobody pulled a PDF on that, did they, huh?
Well, if it was online, we actually could pull last.
We actually, we can do that, I don't even know why we need to.
You could have it right up on the screen.
Those of us who have the internet.
We could do that, but whatever.
Are we reading these all out loud? Or, no?
Let's do the cheer.
Do I keep going?
Just add more time.
I don't think we need to add.
CYAA, is that all set? Are we taking a vote, Brian, as we're going?
CYAA is good, that's what they submitted, yeah.
Is that what you want?
That's what they.
So I'll make a motion if you want.
That, okay.
Yep.
Motion?
I'll do my tips.
What's up, second that.
Okay.
Russ.
What?
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
For CYAA.
Yes.
Article.
Patrick.
And that's support of the 500.
The 25,000, yeah.
25, yeah.
Yep, okay.
Are we numbering these or not?
At the end, I think.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah, so two and that's.
So we just check them off as we go?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
How about the first one about Smith Public Library?
Well, we're waiting to see.
We're waiting to get last year's, cause it, she wanted to see the increase.
I see.
$30,000 for the recycling equipment capital reserve.
That's the same, right?
Yep.
You wanna do that?
Yeah.
You wanna make a motion?
I move capital reserve, recycling center, capital reserve for $30,000.
I'll second, oops.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Right.
Pat.
Barbara.
Okay.
$150,000.
$150,000. Access water road maintenance and replacement on the warrant.
Second.
Patrick, second. All in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Boyd, don't cut in front of me.
Oh, wait a minute. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, I already said so.
$200,000 for the reconstruction of North Road, starting from Route 43 and heading west.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Much about it.
That was the one to write maintenance.
That issue right, yeah. The issue on North Road is right at the end, that's all. Or that will be something that's addressed at that point.
Taken care of when you do it.
Okay.
I Or do you wanna jump back to the,
So is that a, that's a big priority?
That end of North Road is.
That, I don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
That South Road is bad.
No, not on that end, he don't. He lives on the other end.
I don't even take that way, cause.
Cause it's so bad.
Yeah, my teeth will break going on the road.
He goes either way.
No, the next one's interesting.
Do you wanna go back to library real quick?
Stone Lane.
This is gonna stay in,
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 160 last year.
Oh, that's.
Okay, so it's only five up.
I moved the library one to the warrant. 165, 150.
A second.
Russ.
Sue.
Right.
Russ, I'm a little slow on that one.
Okay.
What do you think about this one for Fieldstone?
Did you pass for North Road?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're all important, but.
Yeah, I wrote it, so I think it should be done for a couple of reasons. That road's in rough shape. Obviously, it's a development road, but it would also finish out that entire side of town and we wouldn't have to go back.
With South Road.
So it's essentially, you know, it's kind of part of the plan.
Moved the $150,000 for Fieldstone Lane to the warrant.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Right.
Pat.
I moved the next one to the warrant, $75,000 for the fire apparatus capital reserve fund.
Second.
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Right.
Pat.
Do you wanna do that one, Sue?
No, I don't do any fire.
I moved the $75,000 warrant article for fire station infrastructure and grounds capital reserve to the warrant.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
You ought to do the next one, Brian.
Boyd.
Oh, yeah.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. All right, this is the one that we talked about.
Right.
Did you want to wait and get Mike's opinion on
are
we making things too confusing here or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
All right, let's hold off on that one.
And then the next one?
Same.
Hold on. Well, Andrew's going to rewrite the text.
Yeah, this one is, this is the one from the town.
Basically,
okay,
you want to do the writing of it.
Yep.
Next one, I moved the $20,000 for the revaluation capital reserve fund to the warrant.
No second.
No favor.
I guess I will.
I know. And Sue.
Sue. Boyd. Brian.
Pat.
Could I ask one question while we're on that? Do you know how many houses they actually went to this year? Somebody asked me that and I have no idea.
I
that they
don't
actually
know. I can
physically,
find out for sure.
Not just on the computer, but went to.
I know there's, the 1,700 homes. I don't know if they went to all 1,700. I can find out, though.
Just how many they actually visited?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll find out.
They're still visiting, aren't they?
No.
It's all done.
No, because we have our town assessment. It went way up.
The MS-1 is already in, so.
Somebody want to do the next one?
$4,000 for the Fitz Reserve? Absolutely.
Yes.
Say yes on that. They never change it.
Go ahead.
All in favor?
Boyd.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Russ, yes.
Yes, I said that. Yeah.
Okay.
I moved the $10,000 for the existing town office building maintenance fund.
Do
you want it?
Oh, please. Don't
let's discuss that a month.
Okay.
Or we're going to raise that
increase
by.
It?
Yeah.
You're going to double that now?
Should we double it or we should just make it 15?
The front door is 8, somebody said?
Is it 8?
Yep.
Do you have a couple of prices on that? That seems so high to me.
Well, it's a steel door.
With
a steel
door.
Frame. It's,
Yep.
And the guy services it. He's in Hooksett, and he has all the parts right there. And he services the school. He does all the school. Dean recommended him, and I've had him for my garage door, and he's very comparable to. It's really good.
You get what you pay for.
No, that's absolutely true. It just seems outrageous.
Dean recommended him.
That doesn't mean everything.
It's good enough for me.
Wow.
It's not,
I know, cut the
we
fire.
We can't go to Home Depot. They're not going to.
Oh, no.
This
no,
is
no,
commercial.
No, you have to get commercial.
No.
So
you
want to
amend that to 15?
I'd like to amend that to 15.
Okay.
I'll support that.
That's a
second
amendment, and you second it, Sue?
Yes.
All in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
All right.
But
yeah.
Smith Memorial Building Expenditure Trust Fund, $4,500.
What for? What for?
Said funds to be expended under the direction.
No, they have a couple of trusts though that they can pull from.
But they're just about drained on.
On all of them. And they want the walkway. I know that.
Built up.
But is the walkway here or in the budget? Because there's money in the budget too. Is what, 22?
I don't remember how she had it all. She had it all figured out, and I don't remember exactly how.
I don't remember. But I support.
But she spoke to every dollar of it. It wasn't like there was any.
Right.
Is that your motion, Pat?
Yeah.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Boyd.
Sue.
Russ.
Brian.
You don't have to if you're
you
not.
You did?
Wow.
Good man, Russ.
You know, it's got to come to the end sometime.
Exactly.
No, it's like your home. No, never come
to the end. No.
Never.
You'll never see that day.
First of all, let's talk about, we have a tenant. Tenants are supposed to help cover the overhead costs. And we gave them 10 years because they put a lot of time and everything into it.
Yeah, that was all broke down, though, on how they were going to support it.
I'm not questioning that. But now there's a normal maintenance on that building. Tenants should be covering that type of cost.
Well, when we get to the 10-year closure, then we can talk about that.
Yeah.
I moved the next article to the warrant. I brought this to the board a couple of weeks ago.
It's increasing the...
Oh, yeah. I agree. I will second that.
Second.
Yeah, the exception. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good.
Can we move all the charity warrant articles in a blog?
And we got a letter from each of them?
Yeah.
We did.
Good.
We did this time?
We did.
Did we?
We moved, not CASA, I think it's, is it CASA? There's one that is
Do you still
want to
keep
budget,
the child advocacy separate?
Yes. What is it,
CAC?
Yeah, that's in their budget now.
You still want the child advocacy separate,
yeah,
though,
we
right?
Keep that.
Separate, or we just pushed it to the front?
It's in their budget. It's in the police department.
It's in the budget.
We put that in the budget.
Mike wanted it out so it wasn't part of the...
Yeah, because he says...
He loved it.
Because it's necessary.
It's a resource that they use.
We use it.
Yeah.
So why can't he take it out of his budget and put it here? So we know it passes.
Because we don't.
Because if it's in his budget, we know that it's going
to
pass.
Okay.
And that's a line that we can protect.
Oh, right.
The budget committee,
it needs to be protected.
So this one goes where? We take that article out?
No, it's not in here. CAS is different. No, it's CAC. It's child advocacy.
Oh, child advocate.
Yeah, they start to kind of blend together.
So you took that out of here?
Yeah, we took it out like last year.
Now we're doing all of this together?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they're nine altogether.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that a motion?
I'll make a motion.
So what are those all figured out, ended up to be? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Total?
Yeah.
That's what we need.
It's not very big money.
4,400.
No, it's not very big.
Everyone's working in community action. We definitely use that.
Did that pass last year? Because you remember the budget committee voted against it?
Rockingham Community Action, that one they...
No, they voted against all of these.
So it's all under 20,000.
I think they just didn't recommend.
They didn't recommend.
You voted to not recommend. I think there was one that you did vote to recommend, and that was it. Let's see here.
Yeah, the child advocate.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to forward all those charitable articles.
Okay.
Russ.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. Yeah.
They totaled $13,725.
Yeah, no, it's
my goodness.
That, isn't it?
Nothing. Because if they get towards the end,
just one alone is $6,800.
Yeah, but then you get down into like $1,400.
Yeah, $225.
Yeah, so the first three articles are $13,000.
Okay, so
Boyd, how's the calculator?
Hey, I forgot.
Yeah, you're off. I was going to say you're off.
This is $6,800.
There's another
that's not important, Boyd.
Did you go to the second page?
Yeah.
That's that fuzzy math you use, huh?
It's under 20.
That's why his wife is on a budget commission.
Right, yeah. All right.
All right, let me to read this out loud. Submitted by Dick Snow. To see if, I'm going to go say the town, will vote to transfer the management responsibility for the Lane Road, Crowley Road, town-owned property, map 414, lot 151, to the Candia Conservation Committee to be managed and controlled in perpetuity for the benefit and enjoyment of the residents as part of the Candia Town Forest in accordance with RSA 31:110 through 31:113 at no additional cost to the town by request of the Conservation Commission. And the second one is to see if the town will vote to establish, in accordance with RSA 31:95-H, a cemetery revolving fund for the purpose of properly accounting for revenue and expense items associated with services provided to and paid for.
Yeah, that's a little.
That one is also worrying. That is from.
I don't want to combine those two. Let's vote on the first one.
That one, the cemetery trustees haven't weighed in. He acknowledges that.
Okay.
Has not weighed in on this, and if they want to submit it.
Yeah, so let's just stick with the first article. Yeah.
So. I would support that.
Yep.
Okay. The conservation.
He also submitted.
But that doesn't, it doesn't come from me anyway. It comes from.
He submitted three more that I did not put on.
Because this has no money, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah. It's just saying that, yeah, to put it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the conservation.
So the cemetery one, what's happening with that?
The cemetery trustees have not weighed in on that, so I think that they would.
Okay.
I think, and he knows that. We talked about it today.
He's got his hand up.
Yeah.
All those warrant articles are draft.
Yeah, okay. The draft. And then the last one is the he said the solid waste committee, but I think he meant recycling and energy committee, Russ, is that?
Yeah.
Okay. And just, that's the wishes of the recycle, it's up to the board.
And that article by petition?
Well,
I don't know.
It's
an article by petition.
It is a petition warrant article if the board doesn't approve.
Oh, he did that too?
They're draft.
It's a draft, right. But if they don't approve it, you'll submit it by petition.
What? Right?
If the board does not approve that, you're going to submit it by petition?
Well, that depends on which one it is. And I can't tell you.
Okay.
We're talking about the recycling one.
I'm confused.
We talked about the recycling one, Dick.
Any of them. However, they wanted me to do a draft one, and I put a draft.
Okay, just so we could see it. Okay.
A couple more afterwards, we couldn't get in.
Yeah, that's all right. Because he has till January 9th if it
goes to petition. He does, yeah, and he has a couple more here, too.
Oh, okay.
That I actually put on here just to make sure.
So what's our purpose tonight? This is going to be a citizen's petition.
So there's another one. There's this one.
Well, he doesn't know what it is.
It has no money anyway, but.
There's a company with no money.
Okay.
I really have to explain. There's one here about, it says to see if the town will vote to authorize and encourage the selectmen to enter into negotiations with Candia Congregational Church to consummate an equal value swap of town-owned Smith Memorial Building lot with the church-owned Granny building lot. I don't know what.
That's a Joy building.
That's the Joy building. Yeah. Okay, so that's an. I don't. I mean, you really have to speak
to
that.
Who wants this? You, Dick?
It's by Dick.
Uh-huh. I just put
submitted by Dick.
These are. I did not put these on, but yeah. These were.
But if we don't agree with this. This I don't agree
he can,
with.
If you don't agree with it, Dick may or may not submit
do
them
the
by petition.
Petition. Okay.
Well, why don't we wait for Dick to come in with
a
petition?
I probably would consider.
Submitting by petition.
Okay.
About it. That place up there is costing us a lot of money. We're not making much use of it. You go across the street, and there's the Granny house, and we've got our town hearse sitting in a garage behind that. Within the next couple of years, I'd be more than. I can't be sure, of course. But that whole Smythe Memorial Building is going to belong to the Jesse Remington. A couple things you think about with that. It would make a marvelous place for their school administration, their classes down there. Fitz Museum would then have another building out there, and they'd be able to have the hearse out back.
The hearse is in its own building, Dick.
Huh?
That's what Dean built, right next to the museum.
There's a building behind.
I know.
And I've always got the I couldn't get in the assessing database, so I don't know the lapping lots. But it was called the Granny House at one time. And if you look history, those buildings moved back and forth. The library was over there, the library was here. Then the governor's widow built a building up there, and that became it. And then they took it down here and walked, and it became special. I just think that the Board of Selectmen could have a discussion about, let's just do an equal value. Then you got no money you're talking about. It's just, we get this, you get that, sign the deeds, cost you a few bucks. I think that's something that would kind of make sense.
Okay.
There so are a lot of implications that probably mm-hmm. should be talked about in a non-public there. Yeah. That,
maybe. So what do we do with this, Brian?
So on the table for now, because we're
okay. Yeah, because it's not even a...
Just, yeah. But thank you for giving us advance notice. Right. This is good to have.
The other one that I put in was Sue and I had discussions about the pond park over there.
Sue me?
Brian.
It's 55 Hon.
That's you.
That's you. Yeah, 55 Hon.
About the budget now.
So... I'll just point out this 151. So the board supports this first one with the conservation kind of managing.
Yeah,
I think we voted on that, didn't we?
That's yeah. Yep. Okay, yep. So that's that piece on Lane Road. I think Sue knows what I'm talking about. Yes. Yeah. There's that one. But then there's that big. He submitted this one. This is that big piece that we got that was donated last year from the gentleman Harry O'Brien. The house was on a separate lot, but then he donated this to the town as a big 84-acre piece.
Was and does he want conservation
Crowley,
on that?
Yes, Crowley yes. Road. So that's that one.
That's the one that he wants to have.
Yeah, that's also that one,
both
too.
Both lots,
yeah.
Okay.
So both of those. Yeah. I think that the board would support that.
I think there's a good reason to do that.
Yeah. So I can put this one on if the board agrees to that one.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I put that one on.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's good.
All right, so we have two.
Okay,
all
right. We'll table.
And the other two, you're just going to keep the table.
Let me see what I got two here. All right.
You only get so much conservation. You're losing tax dollars.
This fodder for you guys to consume.
And the advantage of doing that is what? To transfer the management responsibility.
I don't think we heard that.
What's the advantage of this
second
next
one?
The concept.
The 55 High Street line, right?
Yes.
The other one that I have is you guys accepted the donation of an 82-acre piece on Crowley Road.
Oh, we're back on that.
Yeah. Yep.
That becomes town property. What I'm hearing today is we're going to sell town property. The Conservation Commission should be putting a conservation easement on that because it's right next to where Bearpaw has the one that runs all the way down to Lane Road.
Yeah, we supported that, Dick. We voted on that already. We're on this one.
The next 55 High Street.
Yeah.
The one down on the corner, it's 55, it's Lane Road and Crowley Road.
No, we're going back.
That's the Heron Rookery, where the headwaters of the Exeter River go down through that. That one is, you guys really should do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dick, what about the 55 High Street?
We supported both of those.
The Smith Public Library?
Yeah, 55 High Street.
Yeah.
That's across the street.
Okay.
Look at all the woods that are behind there. You've got a couple Eagle projects that were done out there. We could put that in the town forest. And then we could take some of the lumber off it and sell it through the forest fund.
That's a conversation for another evening. We're trying to get through the warrant articles that are going to go in the town report. Yeah.
Right, but that's...
So
wants it to be a warrant.
Part of that school...
You guys have three lines in there, $1 each, for things, programs that were done, that were disappeared in 2008.
I think he's got that one,
You can sign a contract.
Right.
Okay. I got it.
With CYAA to provide things.
Okay, so we'll think about that one.
Table the two, the Conservation Commission easement for the other two.
We'll look into the property lines and everything on that one, yeah. Is that okay, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
So we can move on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dick.
These are all things that I've discussed in the past with the Budget Committee.
Good idea. If I were closer to Brian, I'd kick him, but I can't.
You're gonna kick me?
Just under the table. Nobody will see.
Really?
Oh.
Usually I'm cutting the poor guy off, but tonight I'm ready to talk. Are you getting upset with me?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Takes more than that.
All right, what are we doing?
The Boston Post cane recommendation.
Yep.
What's that?
You don't know what that is?
It's anyone that's 90 or over.
Oh.
And Reggie Henshaw had it.
Yeah.
And he had it for 6 years. And he just recently passed away. So between the clerk and a citizen of the town that was actually kind of brought to my attention, came up with Lena Jean Holt. Jean Holt?
Yeah.
Is she older than Reggie's wife?
Yep, she's 98. She's in a nursing home, but I guess she's got all her, you know, her. She's got a wits about her. So I have her son's number. I can reach out to him tomorrow if the board lets the.
To Ricky or Eddie or who? Ricky or Eddie?
Is there a Bob? A Bob Holt?
There's a Bob.
Oh, that's another.
That's another
side. Oh, it's a different one?
Yeah, it's a different side of the Holt.
It's a different family tree.
Okay. Is that Bob Holt's mom or?
It could be or it could be his aunt. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because there were a lot of Holts on Diamond Hill.
Yeah, right, okay.
It was more than one family.
I know. Okay, I'll find it.
Were there any others or was that the only one that?
That's the only one we can, unless someone else has.
Did you look at Reggie's wife?
I did not.
She's a couple of years younger than him. Okay. He was 101, but I'm not sure.
She's like 98, 96, she's up there somewhere too, like that.
She's got property up. She lives in town.
They didn't sell the house, did they? He just died.
No, but she wasn't staying there.
Oh, she
was staying at her other place.
That's too bad. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can.
And I don't even know if she's a resident.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
But yeah, if that's the only one you've got,
we could come up with. Yeah.
Wait, somebody's got a cane right here.
Yeah. I'm next.
It's not the board's name.
It's not the boss again. You're not quite old enough yet.
Boyd will be the backup, and you're next.
So you want a motion or something? Should we do that? Or?
Yeah, I reckon if it's the consensus of the board.
Consensus of the board?
Yeah, and then let me see what I can find out.
Yeah,
what's the consensus of the board?
Yeah, whatever.
Sounds good. Go
with it? Okay. Yep. All right.
Go with it?
Yeah.
Oh, good? Okay. Who presents that?
The Board of Selectmen does, so I got to figure out if like she can come here from the nurse. I mean, I need to get details.
Oh, we have to go there.
One or the other.
Yeah.
No, have the ambulance get.
Can you hold it?
There you go.
You have the ambulance to it. That's
kind of
morbid.
It's a safe way to travel.
It's an ambulance, not a hearse.
Yeah.
It's just an inch away, right?
Not as morbid.
Now, I wouldn't mind going there. If that has to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It'd be kind of cool.
That's nice.
She's in a nursing home?
Yes.
It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. How old is Al Hall?
90-ish. 91, maybe, too?
You think early 90s?
Yeah, he's at
early 90s, I think.
Yeah. He's over in Rockingham.
Right. Yep. He'll be the next candidate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So, okay.
Good.
We don't have to do the employee of the year, do we, at this
you
meeting
can do it the
and
next
all of
one.
That, or next meeting?
Is it on the agenda?
Well,
good one, Pat.
I think we've run right off that tonight. But
no, we haven't.
No, we haven't. I'm just kidding.
We stayed pretty good on task here.
And if we had been on time.
Right.
All right, so the next one is Ron, and I'm sorry, I might say your name.
Lavender.
My name's Ron Lavender. I am a new member of the Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission that someone here agreed to put me onto.
We all did.
Yeah, we all did.
I think the planning board.
What's your name again?
The planning board did that, didn't they?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
As a new member, I've been attending like for 4 months or something now, and it's like, okay, I need to get closer to the town folk, how can I be an asset to the town? How can I interact with you folks? What's the procedure for interacting with you? What is it you would like me to be looking for as a member of the Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission?
Great question.
Grants.
Yeah, grants. I don't know if he's a grant writer.
How is it I can be a better liaison between Candia?
Well, that's nice.
And Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission.
That might be a better question for the planning board.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how, from my perspective, read the master plan and advocate anything that that master plan represents or what is meaningful to this town, you advocate on our behalf for that. Because that's, and we're governed, we're led by that master plan. All our planning decisions should be determined by the content of that master plan.
Well, thank you.
And if you want to meet with people, the recycling center is the place to go.
Yes.
No, it really is. I know that sounds funny, but it really is.
That and being real familiar with the CIP, too, because that goes hand in hand with the master plan.
CIP.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Capital improvement plan.
So that's got all our capital improvements for 10 years, stretched out over 10 years.
All right, and they've got their 10-year plan. Good.
Yep.
Southern New Hampshire. You know, like you were mentioning, the Exit 3 sign. That was something I jumped all over as a new member, right? Not knowing you guys had already discussed that.
That's
Monday.
Fine.
That's
because
okay.
It,
keep
it
jumping.
It didn't go anywhere.
Keep
so
jumping, yeah.
The DOT, from what I saw, the last memo from the DOT was, well, here is, you know, this is, and then it would, and they basically said it would require capital expenses.
But they were talking about changing everything and rerouting, and all we were looking for was
just
some
a sign. Yeah, $100 sign.
You know, and I heard you guys talking about that earlier. Right. So I would like to see minimally something like that as
right.
well. But now Southern New Hampshire Planning, I'm going to have to learn how much weight they have with DOT. Because that's a separate organization.
Right.
And the more light you can shine on it, the better.
Right.
Okay, so that... Wonderful. I will continue with that. The Four Corners, that's something that's on their plan.
Right.
Okay. Is there something I can be helpful in?
How often do you meet with this group? Is it monthly?
Twice a month,
yes,
I
monthly.
Think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Twice a month
maybe
or once
he
a month?
Could come in
well, I'm on two or... different... I'm on the executive committee.
Good for you.
And
yep.
regular
Good for you.
MLP, right?
Representation.
But once a month is on the standard.
I knew you were going to be a good rep for this.
There we go.
Something told me.
Are you the one who talked him into it? Or
not at all.
I
just knew you were going to be a go-getter.
Okay, I want to be an asset. I don't want to just fill a chair.
Well, maybe he can come in.
All right, so I'm starting to, you know, it's like I've been here for 4 months. I don't hear a lot of discussion of Candia. It's very little discussion of Candia. It's the big cities and stuff like that. And so I'm looking, okay, let's go home and let's see what the home says, their perspective on how I can drive things into the Southern
Because I think the state has completed their initial surveys of Four Corners. And then they're going to be coming back to us with some sort of two or three options.
Yeah.
But was it 2028 or something?
Yes,
Brian,
28.
Was it 28 or 26 that they were?
28.
Talking?
They're on schedule because they got the survey in there. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Jeff, is there anything that Southern New Hampshire Planning offers as far as culvert replacements in different low-lying flood zones or anything like that?
That I don't know. I would have to look into that.
I didn't know if they had any grants or anything for stuff like that. Because I know, like, over on Brown Road by Palmer Road, over in that area, there's something that could use a little bit of attention over there that's not in our, like, not directly in our plan.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if they offered something like that, possibly.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look into it.
Okay. Also, I guess there's a small culvert or like a bridge. What is it? Not Courier. Right at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, by Old Deerfield Road?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, is it, and it's red listed?
Didn't fall, did it?
Yeah.
That's on the DOT.
Again, it's worth on that.
For us to get money to actually replace.
Right, 80-20, yeah.
Yeah, that's already on my, kind of on the plan.
Okay, kind of on the plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I should make sure it's still on the plan.
Yeah, it's in the future, pretty far, but it is there.
Okay, all right. That's all I've got to say, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well,
thank you very much.
It would be good to show up probably at the planning board and have some questions.
Okay, present the same.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
I agree with Patrick, you seem like the right guy.
Yeah, we need volunteer day.
And new volunteers.
So many volunteers, yeah. Great.
Dick?
As your former representative of the Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission, you've got a good guy here.
Yep.
Thank you. Did you recommend him?
Did you recruit? Thank you, Dick.
Good work.
I did. I've given information, told him to keep his mouth shut for 6 months.
Good. All right.
Thank you.
Old business. Anybody have any old business?
Holidays?
Nope.
This is my printer is clearly dying. This is just in our policy. We have new employees waiting 90 days.
Oh, that's the other
to get
business.
But, yeah,
when
you
okay.
and I were talking about this on last Tuesday.
Yep.
And I think it's just a weird. It's been there forever. I think we should pay we hire employees, we might as well pay them the holidays. Because it means that they're out of holiday. Like, I didn't realize it, but the admin over at the PD came in on a Friday to make up her hours because she didn't get paid for holidays. So, I'd like to just kind of, you know what?
Yeah, holidays.
I mean,
they should just be paid
right away.
Well, not only that, but it came up too with the chief.
The chief, and then
I mean,
also
we had
with
high
the,
expectations
the
when we hired him and required a lot out of him.
Right.
It seems petty to
a lot
not
of
pay for the holidays.
Don't make, yeah, I can see vacation time. I can see things
especially
like that.
Especially they're federal holidays. As
right.
Well,
so.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
and a lot
this
of
is
these
like
people
the
are here past their, you know, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So.
So did you have a suggestion for rewriting the policy?
Yeah, we'll mend it. We'll just take that part out, the 90-day, and then the employees that, like, the Chad and Christine.
Something you want a motion on?
Yeah, and Ryan, just the three employees.
I'll make a motion. Wait a second.
I'll second that.
Yeah, okay.
Any discussion? Clarity? Nothing?
Sue?
All in favor?
Sue?
Ryan?
Pat. I think
Was there any other discussion we needed for the holidays coming up or no?
Well, there's
no.
A public.
Oh yeah. Nothing. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Probably not the best night to do this, but my name's Ann Lacey. I'm on 39 Critchett Road.
Yep.
And first of all, thanks for all that work on the budget. We're going to be talking about the assessment, so money. But anyway, let me just do this. It'll take a minute. Okay, I'm speaking tonight about the 2024 town assessment reevaluation, specifically the land valuation increase. There was a market increase in the acre of land that a house sits on. This is now $228,700 for 1 acre. Regardless how much land you own, be it 1.5 acres or 6 acres, that is what was assessed. In my case, my land taxable value for the 4.4 acres went from 135 to 268, nearly doubled. Stunning. This current acre evaluation at $228,700 is higher than my entire property assessment from last year. Unbelievable. I did a random check on Candia properties and it seems that everybody was assessed the same. Any additional acreage remained the same at $5,000 an acre. I feel that those of us that own modest homes or on less than 3 acres are being unduly burdened by this cookie cutter assessment of $228,700 per acre. I tried to get a better understanding from the town administrator, who handed me off to Mr. Stephen Hamilton of Whitney Consulting Group, who conducted the assessment. I was left without answers. I know there is a process for abatement, for assessment abatement. I cannot apply for this until tax bills are received. Realistically, I likely would not prevail, as I do not have good cause, disproportionality, or hardship. I may be way off base in my interpretation of this assessment, but I hope that you, the Board of Selectmen, can help me understand why you approved this formula for the increase in land revaluation. It does not seem fair or burden many residents and flies in the face of encouraging affordable housing in Candia. I'm willing to listen, learn, and above all, pay my fair share of taxes.
Again, I don't think anybody on this board could explain the math that goes into these assessments. That's determined by DRA and the assessing, the Bureau of Land and Tax Assessments. So I don't think we can tell you the math that goes into these numbers.
But you approved it. You approved. I mean, the only. I mean, is everybody aware of this? What I just said.
I'm not aware of that specific thing.
Well, the one thing I will say though, that it has been determined that whether it's a 1 acre parcel or a 3 acre parcel, it still has a
buildable
value
lot.
Because it has all the amenities for that house to exist.
Right.
And so it really doesn't differentiate between a 3 acre and a 1 acre. I don't know if I'm making myself clear.
It's a buildable lot.
It's a lot, and it has to sustain a home, so it has all these characteristics, and that's what the value is based on. So if it's an acre, it could be the same as a 3 acre parcel value wise.
But
why did it go up so much?
Everybody's went up, but
I know it did.
Don't worry until the tax rate is set.
I know that. That's what everybody says. Don't worry, your tax have been
right.
But ultimately. Ultimately, I mean, this is the assessed value of my property, which is a joke, a joke, where I live. I mean, I
know
where
you live.
Well, I don't know exactly, like Boyd says, the formula they use, but I'm sure it takes in inflation
really,
and the market values out there and everything.
So wait a minute, though. She said she has 4 acres. If it's 228, so they assessed it for almost $1 million? Is that what you're saying?
No. The 1 acre
is
228.
Is 228, and she has 4 acres.
Right.
But four times 228.
But the 1 acre with all the amenities for the home is assessed at the 228.
Right.
The additional acre.
May I approach the bench?
Yes, of course.
The bench.
Approach the bench.
How do you?
Not bad.
Yes.
I got
to
brought this just so you, because it's like, why did my thing go up so much?
I know.
It's because of this. Right here. So 1 acre is 220.
Did.
The rest of the acreage is 5,000.
Okay, I see what he
That's
did.
That's what went out.
All right, so he took that for the... See what he put? He put the road, the driveway,
can you put
that everything
in the
on that
please.
1 acre.
Thank you.
Right.
I see what he did.
But that's what sustains the house.
I did everything. And I got some money cut off my house. But this is different. This is land.
Yes, it is.
And I don't have a prayer of appealing it. I might do it just for...
Well, I would.
I would
appeal it once
I mean, I'll get denied
to
you, but I'll go on.
No, you don't know that. You don't know that.
Well, you can't.
Yeah, we can.
This is for the town. You
no,
can't.
But we can do individual things for
well,
different reasons.
I don't want
reasons.
Individual. I want the town.
Yeah, other
for
people.
The town.
I know what
this
you're saying.
This is all I suit. This
I know
just
what
this
you mean.
Right here. Land evaluation.
Yeah, but
right
what
there.
He did is he put the driveway in the well. He put that all in the first acre and then took the other 3 acres and... Gave that a 5,000.
Is backland? Yeah. Is the backland that?
Go ahead, Ron.
My understanding is that she believed that she had a problem and couldn't talk to the board. The board can now have her come and do a non-public to address an abatement to her property. I would think that would be a much more appropriate way of addressing the concerns that she has.
Well, I think it's premature, though, until the tax rate's out.
But I know what she's saying, Brian.
Yeah, I do, too.
She's talking about the general problem with the assessment.
Yeah.
She also is talking about an abatement. She has no You can take her and do it as an abatement, however you'd like to do it.
She doesn't want to do it.
I have to do the application.
Yep.
Anyway, I was just, well, I wanted from you folks, you guys approved, you approved it, from the assessor. But it was just, it was shocking to me.
I don't know what we approved. I think we approved the total town value.
We approved the
I didn't go through individual ones, to be honest with you, but.
But just so people are aware of it. I mean, I talked to people and they, I spoke to Pat the other day at the planning board, and I don't think you were fully aware of it, but.
But it makes sense the way that it breaks down.
Makes sense in what regard?
That 1 acre is valued higher than the rest of them because.
So what do they get on my acre? They're getting a drilled well, that's all they're getting.
No septic.
Well, you got a septic.
No driveway.
Got a tank.
Yeah, but you got a septic of some sort.
Some sort, yeah.
And that's how they value that, for that house to exist, then you'd live in it. It has a certain value attached.
It has those services, so to speak.
That 1 acre gives you the license to live there in a dwelling.
Say it again, Floyd.
That one acre gives you the right to live, the license to live there.
So last year, it's probably 106, I would say, I can do this little math. I couldn't get a copy like that. But last year, it was 135.
But that was revalued from 2020.
Sorry.
And things have changed a lot since 2020.
Yes, it's 5 years. Exactly right, yeah. So anyway.
No, I
wanted to go on the record.
But I mean,
that's
real,
fine, but
real
I
estate
would pursue
as
it. As soon as the tax rate is set,
sure.
I would pursue it.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, I'll do it. I won't be here, but I'll do it. I'll do it from afar.
That's
can you
fine.
Do a Zoom? Can you Zoom?
I will Zoom.
There we go.
Yes.
Real estate as a whole in the state of New Hampshire has.
And we might not have. We might not agree with this as far as for a house lot or whatever, 228. But
I'm surprised you have.
I look at my house value.
Did you look at it?
I would not. I would not pay what my house is worth.
Yeah, how about
right.
that?
I wouldn't.
Right.
And you don't own 3 acres. You live on less than.
I almost own 3 acres.
So these. Let me just say one other thing. There's a couple down the street from me, older couple. They live on 1.5 acres of land and have a little, tiny little shack ranch like I do. $426,000.
That's what it came out to be? I know who you're talking about.
Hoosiers. Because of. This because the first acre is.
But what's going to happen?
Because that's what it takes to sustain a home.
But what's going to happen is.
That's the value associated with a home.
Okay. I'm going to have that as my mantra now, Brian. It'll be.
Yeah.
And try to accept it.
That's the extent of my knowledge of how they assess those because I know it takes a certain. We had the same issue when we had to put the values on the places up here at the 55.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, so
I was blown away by what those assessments came in at.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
And they're sitting.
But then when Steve broke it all down,
right.
It made sense. Kind of.
Anyway, thank you for hearing
but
me.
Hang
no problem.
Taxes,
sorry you had to wait so long.
The taxes,
you picked a great
it's not
going to
reflect on that. It's not going to be what you think it's going to be.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
$22.
I'm not here for taxes.
Yeah.
I'm not. Cause
I know. You just.
I don't pay my fair share.
No, I know.
I'm just
I know. It's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to be wealthy maybe one day.
There you go.
Yeah, sell it.
If you sell it, yeah.
That's okay. Please turn around.
Thank you for hearing me out.
No problem. I'm sorry you had to wait so long.
No, that's.
Thank you for being so patient.
What else you got?
I'm done.
You're good?
I'm good.
Burnt out?
Next meeting?
Next meeting. Are we going to meet next week?
Well, we're off schedule, so we got to get back on schedule.
Well, we can meet in 2 weeks and then get back on schedule.
No, we have to do the taxes.
Right?
So
well,
we're
going to meet Wednesday, probably.
We're
going to,
I'm hoping to hear from. We're all
to set the tax rate, yeah.
What
so
time
I'm going to.
Late.
We don't know yet.
I'll let you know. As soon as I hear from her, I will call the. I will let you all know.
Oh, actually, I might not be working.
It'll be 24 hours from when I talk to her.
When they talk to you.
So, we can meet right before the planning board Wednesday night.
I was thinking just 24 hours.
They don't meet till 6:30, so.
We could meet at 6. You don't have to be here for. Planning board, though, do you?
No.
So now we're dragging you back in here.
See, that's what I hate.
Well, then do it closer to her while she's still here.
So 5 o'clock?
You can't make it.
I can't make that.
You can't. Is 5 o'clock too tight for you?
5 o'clock's when I get out of work.
That's when you get up. Okay.
So 6 would be like.
Do you want to?
I shouldn't say that.
Five, right?
Can you get out at five? Do you want to call in?
If you want me to just call in, I'll call in. You can do it at noon time. I don't care.
All right. Okay.
Whatever. If you don't want me here, just tell me.
No, we want
you. It's not that I don't want you. I'm trying to
make that was easy.
Trying to make it
convenient. Well, it took a long time.
I was just trying to make it convenient
that.
For you.
You should have said that.
Don't take it personal.
You should say that because everybody would be calling in. Yeah, that's a yes.
Well,
no, that's a no.
Matt is not retired. So.
You can't argue
so
over
still
the phone.
I was going to say, but if we're all trying to be retired. We're not doing a very good job.
Non-retired. Trying to help you out.
All right, so you'll let us know.
Yes, as soon as I talk
so
to her.
So Wednesday is what you're looking at?
I think we'll have Wednesday.
Like could be anywhere Sunday. From
it's
3
approved.
O'clock to 6 o'clock.
If it's approved, I should hear from her tomorrow.
I
should have no
till
excuses.
Till 4?
Just so you're saying 6 o'clock is better for you.
What time can you be here?
4:30.
4:30.
Twenty past if I go.
I would talk on Wednesday.
If I go over the speed limit.
You make it 5 o'clock.
I'm going to Wednesday because I'm not working.
Yeah, and it's 24.
Escort me with the lights.
If you can do 5 o'clock, I'll be here.
Oh, good.
All right. Wednesday.
Are you sure?
I'll make sure.
Are you sure now?
Whatever.
All right.
Just leave your truck parked wherever the job is and get another
put
ride.
Put a call out.
GPS will think it's still working. Hey, no, I'll do that.
Bring it for overtime. The truck was working.
The GPS tells it. The truck was at the job.
No overtime. I got to get on the PD if I want overtime.
All right, so Wednesday is tentatively the time.
And Andrew, can you get me the fund balance and all that, what we have now? What we'll have
well,
for Wednesday.
Well, we have to have that to set the tax rate.
I know, but I got to do from last this year. I can't give you the fund balance until I talk to the TRO.
That's what I mean.
Right.
After year, okay.
It's an easy formula. We just have to determine whether we're going to adhere to our policy.
Yeah.
And
correct.
If you,
that's all.
Well, I mean, if it comes in at 13.50 or 14, you might not want to do anything.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
Well, yeah, because
what was we last year? 11 or 13?
2016.
No, I mean that we agreed on.
11 and a half.
It was healthy.
Half?
It was healthy.
What
yeah,
we had left in the balance after you took from it was 14.44.
We had a healthy
okay.
balance.
14%. Oh,
yeah,
it was 14.5. It's still healthy, like healthy. It's still on the high.
Yeah,
healthy,
was, yeah. So maybe we.
But remember, there's consequences, boy.
Yeah. I mean,
we didn't reason. Grab what I wanted last year.
There's a good fine balance.
We did, but they revisited it. They met you halfway, kind of.
Yeah,
well,
attention.
Yeah, but it was
like
still a loss.
Last year, they paid.
In my mind, it was still a loss.
No.
So,
are we on or off?
So if we
stay
on,
we're on.
We're on.
I thought we were.
If we stay on this cycle for the rest of the month and we meet 2 weeks from today and then January get back on.
Get back
on.
When do we do the encumbrances?
Next meeting, we'll do the 60th.
So that we're not meeting the week of Christmas.
No. Do you want encumbrances? At the next meeting, Brian?
They're going to have
can
to.
We do that?
Yep.
Right,
we can do that.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of department
there.
That's going
to
have a lot of
that was
money to
say
encumber.
Probably
yeah.
not
there
a lot,
left
right?
Left over.
Oh, no. You should, I mean, you should have money left over.
All right.
Good budget.
I hear
it. This year?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so we'll do it for that date.
The 16th. If we absolutely can't, then we'll meet some, like, in an afternoon.
Okay.
Christmas
does that work
time.
For you, boy?
After Christmas.
16?
Yeah.
16, sir?
After Christmas will be the second week of January.
16.
Yeah.
It's a Monday, right?
Yeah,
it's
a Monday night.
Yeah, but it's we
need
a contract.
2 weeks from tonight. The
end of the year. And then January, like Patrick said, January, we'll get back on track.
Does that work?
Sounds good. Sounds
second
great.
And fourth.
I'd
and
like
then
to,
maybe early on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's the
do what?
Maybe they can get out early on Christmas.
We always let them out early.
Yeah, you usually do.
Because we have to make it up to the recycling guys, like on a Friday.
Oh, we got any other comments?
Yeah, that closes.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Ryan.
Pat.
Yeah, we are.